2 years ago at this time, Sault Ste. Marie residents Mir Omid and his wife, Zora, were living in their home province of Kabul, Afghanistan, feeling hopeful that the impending threats of an Islamic fundamentalist takeover would not play out into a reality. The name, Omid, translates to hope, so it felt only natural for the young couple to think positively about their questionable future in the Middle East. But by August 2021, the country's U.S.-backed government collapsed as the Taliban seized power, sending Afghanistan, particularly Kabul, into complete chaos. "It was very quick," Omid says. "The government surrendered everything very quickly. The day the terrorist group came into the capital city, I was following the news at home. It's hard to look back. I remember a lot of unpleasant stuff." Since the takeover, Afghanistan's economy has struggled. Hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost, many are struggling to put food on the table, and most women have been restricted from working. Employed as a journalist for the country's largest television news network at the time, Omid headed towards his office when the Taliban entered Kabul. "I was walking in the opposite direction of everyone else," he says. "I wanted to be there with my colleagues to provide some assurance and support. I took my phone on my way to the office with me to take some last pictures I could have. I saw some girls playing outside, and I thought, this is their last joy. By the time I got to the office, everybody wanted to go home, but the roads were packed." Working in the same building as his wife, Omid knew immediately he would not be able to work for a news company under the Taliban. "I was reporting for my people," he says. "Under a terrorist group, you have to change the way you report. You wouldn't be reporting for the people anymore. That was impossible for me." Omid tried escaping Afghanistan on many occasions, sometimes with Zora and her mom, and other times with his colleagues from work. "I tried everything," he says. "I remember saying goodbye to my family many times." By late September 2021, Omid managed to secure a seat on a flight arranged by an organization in the Netherlands, and he stayed in Pakistan for the next 6 months. Zora, meanwhile, went to Albania and eventually got approved for a Canadian application, and the young couple ended up in Sault Ste. Marie last winter. "From the very first moment we got here, we talked about maybe moving to Toronto," Omid says. "But we said we'd give it some time. I feel that coming here was a good decision." Age 30 and 26, respectively, Omid and Zora are incredibly thankful to the Sault Community Career Center, SCCC, for assisting them in finding a place to live, as well as helping them secure employment. The husband and wife now each work two jobs. Omid enjoys his time at Home Depot and the SCCC, while Zora works at Jasmine on Queen Street, as well as Dollarama. "We've made some really good friends here," he says. "Home Depot is another home for me. All of our colleagues at work have been so kind. The people here are amazing. Just seeing them out in public and having a short and small talk with them is nice." Well over a year since they first arrived in the Sault, the couple says the graciousness and support they've received from the community is unlike anything they've ever experienced. "Linda Caputo and Zora's colleagues at Jasmine have helped us a lot," he says. "One of them brought us two bicycles as a gift. We didn't know how to ride it at first, but we learned. The SCCC also gave us a free one-year membership to the YMCA. Recently moving into an apartment downtown near the station mall, the new residents have also gotten familiar with some of the sights and natural beauties of the area, and they're hoping to see more this summer. We've been to Bellevue Park and Hiawatha, and they're amazing places. Also, DQ, that was good," he laughed. "We're so grateful to be here." In terms of future plans, Omid is hoping to take his G2 driver's test later this month, and both he and Zora would be open to going back to school, having kids, and maybe even owning their own home someday. But making life goals can be a challenge when the couple has many family members still in Afghanistan. "I cannot stop thinking about my family, my nephews and nieces, and my sisters and brothers," Omid says. "I wish I could rescue them. But here in Canada, we have lots of dreams and we're very hopeful." Canada provided us with a source of hope and to be part of them. This is a culture I was always dreaming of, and I'm so lucky to have my wife with me.